It's 25 totally random trivia questions from one of my Trivia Bingo events. This is Trivia with Buds. What it be? And welcome to another episode of the Trivia with Buds podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Buds. Thanks for checking out my show. If you are into trivia, you're in the right place. And this is the perfect podcast to binge on a road trip, on a summer trip, on a dog walk, on a long airplane flight. Maybe you're going to Sweden in the next couple weeks, and you're like, what's a new show to check out? This is that show. If you love trivia, if you love answering questions, if you like playing along with other people answering questions, that's what we do on this show. And it comes out every single day. Used to do it weekly. Now we do it daily. So you got a little dose of trivia from me, your pal Ryan, every single day. Hit subscribe on your device to get those new episodes delivered to you daily. And thank you so much for rating, reviewing, and subscribing on iTunes. We're up to 138 reviews, and you can leave a star rating without even typing anything. So if you just have a second and you want to go over to the podcast app and find my show and click 4, 5, 6 stars. I think it only goes up to 5, but if you want to somehow add a 6th, that would be awesome. And if you want to support the show monetarily, go to patreon.com/triviawithbuds and see all the cool rewards over there. We just updated the page and there's tons of cool stuff you could jump into. I'm very excited about our $15 DVD a month club. I bought this lady's yard sale DVD collection. I got about 400 DVDs, and I will send you a random one every month with a little quiz on that movie. So it's kind of like homework. It's kind of like a fun little activity to do with your spouse or your partner, whatever you're doing on the weekend. That's like the perfect little weekend thing to do. And I did that last night by myself. I watched Escape Room, which I kind of recommend. It looks exactly like it did in the trailer. There's no huge twists or surprises, really. I guess there's a little one at the end. But I more or less just like the rooms that they go into, the set design. And then I looked up and the whole budget of the movie was only $9 million, which I thought was pretty good for a movie where there's a lot of moving parts and crushing rooms and things on fire and explosions and stuff. So go check out that movie. I think they're going to do a sequel in 2020, according to IMDb. But Escape Room, worth your time, I think, for a nice Redbox type rental. Shout out to a listener of the show named KimberlyN429 on Reddit. I don't jump on Reddit too often. I do get some cool content and ideas and categories and questions and things from different people in the trivia Reddit subreddit. I don't even really know what Reddit is. It's like a big message board, but people don't call it that. They call it a Reddit. I don't know. If you're into Reddit, she's KimberlyN429, and she posted on it's just r/podcasts, which I guess is just all the podcasts. And it says, I have an upcoming road trip in the next few weeks and need some podcasts to help pass the time. I'm open to all suggestions. I've recently been binge listening Exeter, Big Savage, Uncanny County, and Trivia with Buds. Thank you. And then there were 17 comments, including one from my good friend Mike Bobbitt, who replied, and he said, Ryan Buds is one of my dearest friends, and this made me feel good to see him get some love. And then Kimberly said, that's so cool. I'm a huge fan. So thank you so much, Kimberly and Mike. You can find Mike Bobbitt in the Midwest. I believe he lives in Wisconsin right now. Really funny comedian, and he's got a great podcast called the Truth Cast, I believe is the name of it. So go look that up. It's about conspiracy theorists, and him and a buddy play some characters, and it's really fun. Hopefully I'll be on there sometime soon, or they'll be on my show sometime soon. And Mike and his wife have actually been on the show several times. I think they've been on at least once or twice doing some Bob's Burgers and John Hughes trivia way back when we first started. And then I think one other time, if I'm not mistaken. But thank you, Mike. Thank you, Kimberly. That was very cool of you guys. Okay, so today's episode is 25 totally random questions from the fourth version of Trivia Bingo, which is where I print bingo cards with a bunch of random trivia answers on them, and there's 24 possible answers on your card with the 25 spaces, including the free space, and they're all randomized, and I ask up to 50 questions, and people mark off the answers as they get them when they play bingo with me around Southern California, and when they get 5 answers in a row, they yell bingo and bring the card up and get a prize. So it's kind of a hybrid of trivia and bingo. It's tons of fun, and it's the best of both worlds. And so I wrote a new 50 question quiz. I try and do one every few weeks to switch it up for people who come back over and over again weekly to trivia and bingo. And so I'm going to read 25 questions from my fourth bingo trivia quiz, and we'll do the other 25, the back half, on an episode probably next week. And some other fun stuff coming up this weekend. I recorded all the rounds from my live events last week, and some great new Patreon topics will get recorded. For $5 a month, you can pick your own topic to be done on the show. Check that out at patreon.com/triviawithbuds. Okay, we're going to jump into these 25 random trivia questions. Listen, write down your answers, yell them out, binge, whatever you got to do, and we'll be having some fun today. Here we go. All right, here we go with 25 questions from my bingo quiz. Which U.S. state's official flower is the saguaro cactus? Question number one, which U.S. state's official flower is the saguaro cactus? Question number two, what famous speech delivered on November 19th, 1863 lasted only 2 minutes? What famous speech delivered on November 19th, 1863 lasted only 2 minutes? Question number three, who directed the 1971 movie A Clockwork Orange? Who directed the 1971 movie A Clockwork Orange? Question number four, what number have you rolled in a game of craps if you roll boxcars? What number have you rolled in craps when you roll boxcars? Question number five, what alloy is comprised of copper and zinc? What alloy is composed of copper and zinc? Question number six, what was Doogie Howser's real first name on the show? Not Neil for Neil Patrick Harris, but what did Doogie stand in place of? What was Doogie Howser's first name on that show? Number seven, Rocky Mountain National Park is located in which state? Rocky Mountain National Park is located in which state? Number eight, what actor plays the role of Frank Martin in the original Transporter movies? What actor plays Frank Martin in The Transporter? Number nine, who wrote Ulysses? Who is the author of Ulysses? And number 10, which planet is the hottest in our solar system? Which planet is the hottest in our solar system? Question number 11, Hobbs, Gallup, and Red River are all cities in what U.S. state? Hobbs, Gallup, and Red River are all cities in what U.S. state? Number 12, what book starred farmhand main characters named George and Lenny? What book had George and Lenny? Number 13, who directed the original Terminator? Who directed the original Terminator? Question 14, including the Green Ranger, Tommy, how many original Power Rangers were there? Question 15, what instrument family would you find the bassoon? In what instrument family would you find the bassoon? Number 16, what was Doug's last name on the Nickelodeon cartoon Doug? Number 17, what state is nicknamed the Natural State? Question number 18, what actor had an R&B album called The Return of Bruno? What actor had an R&B album called The Return of Bruno? Question 19, who wrote the book The Grapes of Wrath? Who wrote The Grapes of Wrath? And number 20, Phobos and Deimos are the names of moons on what planet? Phobos and Deimos are the names of moons on what planet? Five questions to go in this quiz from Trivia Bingo. Here's number 21. What biblical figure spent 3 days and nights in the stomach of a whale before being spit out? Number 22, who played Mr. White in the movie Reservoir Dogs? Number 23, what is the NATO phonetic alphabet word for F? Number 24, which piece in chess can only move diagonally? And number 25, what movie gives Jack Nicholson the chance to yell at Tom Cruise, "You can't handle the truth"? What movie is that with Nicholson and Cruise, "You can't handle the truth"? All right, those are your 25 questions from Trivia Bingo. If you were playing with me, you'd be marking those off and trying to get five answers in a row to get a prize. And let's see how many of those questions you got right out of 25 right after this. Here we go with the answers to Trivia Quiz Bingo. Let's see how you did. Number one, which U.S. state's official flower is the sagrado cactus? That would be the southwest state of Arizona. Arizona. I think I've only been there once for Yuma. I think I drove to Yuma to do a weird casino gig. Number two, what famous speech delivered on November 19, 1863 lasted only 2 minutes? That was the Gettysburg Address. The Gettysburg Address. There's some sort of sex joke about it lasting 2 minutes. I'll let you figure that out in your car or wherever you're listening. Number three, who directed the 1971 movie A Clockwork Orange? That would be Stanley Kubrick. Stanley Kubrick. Number four, what number have you rolled in a game of craps? If you roll boxcars, that would be 12. Two sixes for 12. What alloy is comprised of copper and zinc? That would be brass, like brass knuckles. What was Doogie Howser's real first name on the show? His name was Douglas. Doogie was a fun name for Douglas. Next up, we had Rocky Mountain National Park, and that's located in the state of Colorado. Colorado. Number eight, what actor plays the role of Frank Martin in the original Transporter movies? That was Jason Statham. They did a TV series of that, I believe, too, on like Sci-Fi or Spike or something. Number nine, who wrote Ulysses? That was James Joyce. And number 10, which planet is the hottest in our solar system? That would be Venus. Venus. Number 11, Hobbs, Gallup, and Red River are all cities in the state of New Mexico. New Mexico, along with Santa Fe, Albuquerque, etc. Number 12, what book starred farmhand main characters named George and Lenny of Mice and Men? Everybody had to read that in like 7th grade or 8th grade. Who directed the original Terminator? That was James Cameron. He's doing those big, crazy blockbuster sequels to Avatar 2 and 3. They don't even come out for another couple years, and they've been making them for like 5 years. 10 years? Yeah, the first one came out in 09, I think. Including the Green Ranger Tommy, how many original Power Rangers were there? You had the 5 plus Tommy for 6, total of 6. Excuse me. In what instrument family would you find the bassoon? That is the woodwind family, woodwind. What was Doug's last name on the Nickelodeon cartoon Doug? His name is Doug Funny, F-U-N-N-I-E. Had to look that up to see if it was spelled with a Y or an I-E. Speaking of Nickelodeon cartoons, they're bringing Rocko's Modern Life back, everybody. Check Netflix. I think it's August 9th. Very excited about that. Oh, and Veronica Mars. All episodes available, I think, a week early. They announced at Comic-Con. If you're into Veronica Mars, that's on Hulu. Next question. What state is nicknamed the natural state? That would be Arkansas. Arkansas. What actor had an R&B album called The Return of Bruno? That was Bruce Willis. R&B Bruce Willis. Go find that on Spotify. Next up, we had 19. Who wrote The Grapes of Wrath? That was John Steinbeck. Number 20, Phobos and Deimos are the names of moons on what planet? That would be Mars. Okay, the last five questions. Here we go. What biblical figure spent 3 days and nights in the stomach of a whale before being spit out? That would be Jonah. Jonah. Who played Mr. White in the movie Reservoir Dogs? That was Harvey Keitel. Number 23, what is the NATO phonetic alphabet word for F? It is one of my favorite comic strips, Foxtrot. Just followed that creator and strip on Instagram. It's crazy. I forget about certain things like that from my childhood, and I'm like, oh, they still exist, and you can follow these people on social media. Number 24, which chess piece can only move diagonally? That is a bishop. The bishop. And what movie gives Jack Nicholson the chance to yell at Tom Cruise, "You can't handle the truth"? That would be A Few Good Men. Few Good Men was your last answer there of 25 questions, a deluxe episode today. So I hope you had fun listening to these questions. I hope you had fun answering them and writing down your answers. Send me your scorecards. I always like seeing your scorecards. Those are pretty fun to check out. Send me pictures on Instagram or Twitter or through email. And It's a longer episode. My friend Randy Tatum, who listens to the show, I met up with him and his wife about a month or two ago, and they were out here visiting in LA. We went to a place called Golden Road Brewery, and I said, do you have any critiques about the podcast? Are there anything you like or don't like? He goes, I get a little bummed when the episodes are only 5 trivia questions. So since then, I have not done a 5-question quiz. Even though it's quicker for me to record, I'd rather give you guys more questions to answer. And that comes from a note from Randy Tatum. So thank you, Randy, and 25 questions for you, buddy, while you're driving around delivering your packages and sitting in your truck. If you guys have any comments or critiques of the show or anything you want me to change, I will definitely consider it sometimes. You can email me, ryanbuds@gmail.com. You can also leave a review on iTunes, or if you play live trivia with me, a Yelp review would be very, very cool of you. It's time for the trivia team name of the day. So use this one next time you're coming up with a trivia team name at a trivia night, if you play one locally, wherever you're at. And the trivia team name of the day is Bronze Metal Gear Solid. Bronze Metal and Metal Gear Solid. That's a nice before and after. Bronze Metal Gear Solid. Like the Olympics and that PlayStation game. And your question of the day comes from Funky Monkey Designs of San Dimas, California. What's the capital of Greenland? A nice random question to go with this random question episode. What's the capital of Greenland? Tweet me your answer at RyanBuds or email RyanBuds@gmail.com to be eligible for a prize. If you want to sponsor the question of the day, maybe you have a business, maybe you have a local thing or a worldwide thing, and you want to reach, you know, between 1 and 2,000 people a day in downloads and listeners and ears, I'd be happy to help you out. And I can also blast your company or business or offer or coupon all over my live trivia nights for all the eyes and ears that watch at the live places. Can insert a slide into the PowerPoint presentations. You could sponsor a round. I can put your info printed on the answer sheets like I do with Funky Monkey. And again, we could do some kind of question of the day or question thing on the podcast where you're sponsoring. Just reach out to me, ryanbuds@gmail.com. I'd love to work with you and promote your stuff. And for $10 a month over on patreon.com, you can get a shout out for anything you want. Maybe you got someone's birthday coming up. You want them to hear about it. They listen to the show as well. You can do a nice birthday jingle for them. You can promote your business, your product, your service, whatever you got. For $10, you get one monthly shout out. So join that tier if you have something you want me to exclaim on the podcast airwaves. Guys, thanks so much for listening. Thanks for telling a friend, and we'll see you tomorrow for more trivia with me. Cheers.